We talked earlier about screening patients who, for non-cholesterol factors, and in that instance, we were very interested to look now at homocysteine levels. And homocysteine levels may, in fact, in some series, be believed to account for as many as 5% of coronary artery patient disease. That is to say that in patients who don't have the conventional risk factors established by Framingham, who present with arterial disease, there's been an association with extremely high homocysteine levels. And in addition, these levels have been reduced by the administration of B vitamins, particularly B12 and folic acid. Why this particular relationship has promoted arterial disease is unclear, except that it seems not inconsistent with high homocysteine levels that are congenital defects in patients then being associated with inflammatory reaction on the artery wall and heart disease in patients as early as their teens and 20s.